You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Sam Levin, CEO and co-founder of Maven Wire, the world's leading provider of independent Oracle transportation management services, technical services, and hosting solutions. Sam, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what service does Maven Wire provide? If you could get into that a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah, you got it, Eric. Though you gave a brief overview of Maven Wire, I'll break it down and give you a simplistic view of what Maven Wire does in relation to if you're a business owner. We work with companies like Coca-Cola. As we all know, they manufacture beverage drinks throughout the world. If you can imagine, Coca-Cola produces that can of soda, and that can of soda has to go into a case of 24. They sit those cases on a pallet. They could probably put about 100 cases on that pallet, and they can put 18-plus pallets into a long 50-foot dry van truck. They have to work then with carriers throughout the country or the world to get that product from their warehouse, their factory, their distribution center to various locations, whether it be the end customer, a large distribution, or potentially maybe a port or a rail to send off to another area of the country or the world. Our products and our solutions and our services, A, help Coca-Cola understand how to move that product as efficiently as possible, help build the systems and the solutions to route it, track it, pay for it, invoice it, and also we can then help them on the IT side of things. Some companies really just don't have the IT infrastructure to manage and host, if you will, the technology required to do those types of processes. So Maven Wire also has a whole IT backbone where we can help you outsource your solution, if you will, if you don't have a suitable IT infrastructure in-house. So when it comes to logistics, transportation, supply chain, soup to nuts, we can help you with the business side of things, the technology side of things, and as well as the solution side.
Sounds like an exciting industry to be in. Now, I would be curious, how did your career land in supply chain and logistics industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I started off working for a little venture capital startup company many years ago based out of King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. That company was called Global Logistic Technologies. In short, you might see the name GLOG out there. Started GLOG actually in support, basically starting at the bottom. Had a strong IT background and looked to, it was right around the time of the end of the dot-com boom, and it sounded really cool to start work for a software company from the bottom up. So started that software company in support, really watched it evolve from, vaporware, if you will, to a best-in-class solution. About 5.5 years after employment in that company, that little software company, GLOG, got bought by Oracle. Larry Ellison scooped up the product, saw the benefits, saw the value in it. After that time, what happened was you went from, I was sitting in a small venture capital startup company, decent-sized staff, maybe about 100, 150 acquisition. Then you get bought by a company like Oracle, and you have 150 salespeople that are selling a product, not alone just the company itself. So there was a huge boom out in the marketplace for the product, for the solution, and obviously we saw a major demand out in the marketplace for people that specialized in that GLOG product now that was rebranded Oracle. So I worked my way up the ladder from support to implementation, project management, program management, and then I think sparking the entrepreneurial spirit, saw the demand in the marketplace for a niche service type company like Maven Wire that can help customers that are buying the Oracle product further deploy it.
And what was the biggest challenge in getting Maven Wire off the ground in the beginning?
Time. It's never enough time in the day. I had a great partner at the time, and I won't say at the time, still today, but we were working hard, the balance of do you self-invest, do you out and get investment. I think that's a balance, and still something that I look back and wonder, did I make the right choice? MavenWire is definitely a success today, but could we even have been a bigger success today if maybe we went out and got some funding, because we self-funded MavenWire, we grew organically, and you know, there were times where it was a bit of a challenge. You know, we wanted to hire more people, we didn't have the funding to do it, so it was a balance on how fast we could grow. But you know, that every business is different, and you know, you have to make that assessment. Is it a company you can start on your own? Do you need to get investors? Maybe you have mom, dad, parents, friends that are willing to invest. It's finding the right balance where you know you can sleep well at night, but yet continue to grow a successful company.
Today we are joined by Sam Levin, CEO and co-founder of MavenWire, the world's leading provider of independent Oracle transportation management services, technical services, and hosting solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Sam, in 2012, MavenWire acquired a company in Singapore and Australia. What brought MavenWire to acquire a company when your own company was not yet a decade in the business?
Without risk, there's no reward. We were working with a partner that was based out of Singapore and Australia that delivered the exact same services that we offered here in the United States, and we were presented with an opportunity. The owner was looking for an exit strategy, was looking for someone to bring to take the company forward. We had a strong relationship with the company. We had a deep understanding for the talent and the skill set that was created over in Singapore and Australia. And looking at the marketplace, you know, you don't make an acquisition without analyzing the market and looking at the industry. And we do see Asia, though our companies are in Singapore and Australia, we look at it as more the APAC region. It is an emerging market. There is a ton of business potential out there. We figured with the right talent, the right support, we could be successful over there. It comes with challenges, of course, challenges that even, you know, after acquisition in July of 2012, we're still learning about today. The balance of time difference, we're looking at a 13-hour time difference in Singapore, 15 to 16 out of Australia. So, you know, morning is day and day is night, so a lot of early mornings sometimes, a lot of late nights, but you know, if you're willing to make the sacrifice, if you're willing to work hard, and if you're willing to, you know, sometimes 5-6 years in business, get back to that early entrepreneurial spirit of just, you know, the startup mentality, we were able to really turn our APAC acquisition into a success, and we are going to 18 months, you know, post-acquisition, see a return on investment this year. So we are extremely happy about the investment, but again, it was a level set that we had to be prepared to get back to the basics of startup mentality to ensure that we could bring the business to a successful point as soon as possible.
And finally, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs going through the acquisition process?
You don't know it all. When I look at the team of knowledge that's required to make an acquisition, and especially a global acquisition, you are dealing with multiple local laws. You're dealing with accounting, taxation, global compliance, and trade. So you can only know so much. Google can be your friend, but you know, my advice to you is don't be afraid to call lawyers. Don't be afraid when you call your lawyers to make sure they understand the regional requirements of where you're going. Bring the right team in to strategize to ensure that whether you're going to bring in a merger, create maybe a larger corporate conglomerate, that you spend the time on a whiteboard, draw it out, punch holes through it, revise it many times, and you know, when you're going through the books and the finances and the numbers, bring in your accountants, bring in your advisors to ensure that you have not missed anything, because once the acquisition happens, you're then accountable. So you don't have to know it all. Don't be afraid to bring in the right expertise to ensure you're making the right decision, and be prepared to work hard.
Some very solid advice, certainly inspiring to hear your story and the whole process. Now, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Maven Wire online.
Absolutely. Feel free to visit www.mavenwire.com.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us today, and come back anytime, Sam, and continued success to you and your company.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. We've been speaking with Sam Levin, CEO and co-founder of Maven Wire, the world's leading provider of independent Oracle transportation management services, technical services, and hosting solutions. And once again, the website of reference is MavenWire.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.